Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We're talking about the 4th of July. And we're coming to the last half hour, the extra hour here. And just want to let you know also, on the 4th of July, join us for the best of. It's going to be a day, a program packed with the best of VFN Radio. You're going to enjoy all the some of the highlights, some of the things that we did recently, and it'll be a great time. You can kick back and have your barbecue, flip on VFN Radio. We had some of our listeners up on the beaches in, I guess, Jersey Shore, you know, out there somewhere where they were enjoying the beaches, listening to VFN Radio. Just take it with you where you go with your applications, phones, and all that. But, you know, talking about, again, America and the founding of America, you know, the United States of America has a pledge of allegiance. You know, it's so disassociated now from the oath of office that people don't understand. It's the same allegiance that the president takes, the Congress takes, the Senate takes, the governors take, the military takes, that American citizens take, that the judicial branch takes, and they all swear an allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and what it stands for. And so we as Americans, we too stand up and pledge allegiance to the flag and what it stands for. It's not to the flag, it's what the flag stands for. And so the Pledge of Allegiance, you understand that. We think about the oath of office. The oath of office, for example, the president's oath of office is this. This is what the president swears an allegiance to when he takes office. He says, "I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. So help me God."
All right.
The Congress, they do the same thing. They state their name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance. Say allegiance.
Allegiance.
Think about it. Allegiance. Allegiance to the same. The Supreme Court justice, the very same thing. When you look at the oath of office for the military, they say the very same thing. I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. It just keeps going. Citizens, people that are sworn in as citizens, they say, I will support and defend the Constitution and the law of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance. So when we talk about the Pledge of Allegiance, we're talking about the very same thing. Every American pledges allegiance. And why are they telling you can't pledge allegiance in the schools? Because they're trying to change our allegiance to the Constitution. They're rewriting American history, and we have to come back. You want to stand up before God because the Constitution says you have the right to worship God. Now, if our Constitution says something different, it'd be totally different. But their Constitution says it gives you the freedom to worship God. We won't have to be like the pilgrims running from England if we keep America. You think about it. And so when you hear we stand up at a ball game or we stand up at a Rotary Club or whatever we're doing, and we stand up and we pledge allegiance, this is what the Pledge of Allegiance says. This is not the president. This is not the Senate. This is not Congress. This is not the judiciary branch. This is not the military. This is not all those guys. This is us. We hold our hands across our heart and we say, as the flag is waving in the wind, I pledge allegiance. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It's not just them. It's us too.
Mm-hmm.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. It's not a democratic government. It's a republic government, right?
Mm-hmm.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Powerful.
Is it not powerful? So it's not just them. We have to stand up for it as well. We can't just sit back and complain about them. We have to defend the Constitution. Matter of fact, you got to listen to this. This is Red Skelton. Some of you guys know historically who he is, but he's talking about, you know, how much the Pledge of Allegiance means to him, because they used to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. But let's listen to him right now. This is Red Skelton talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. It'll become just one moment.
I remember remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Under God.
Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
Wow. Wisdom coming from that time back. Mm. Isn't it amazing?
Wow.
One nation under God. Amazing, isn't it?
Sure was.
You know, when our president has spoken about God and the Pledge of Allegiance and mm-hmm. Constitution, he leaves that part out quite often.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll share that, you know, more. We'll bring up the actual things that are just saying it. We'll actually have it up if you remind us to pull it up. But that was Red Skeleton. You know, he's talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. And when they first started out, you know, prior to going through all the pain of war, and I believe it was after World War II, that they declared to say, you know, it's, you know, one nation under God.
Right.
We want to get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
So they went through the turmoil and the times that try men's soul, as they said, And it came out of it and says, we're going to acknowledge God. I mean, you know,
right.
every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. No matter what's being said, it's going to be a day that everybody will acknowledge him. But we, if we want to keep our nation, just like Red Skeleton was talking about, you know, we don't want to have to go through a war, a world war, to be able to understand that, you know. And you didn't know he was going to add that part on there. I forgot that he adds that part on the end instead of putting it in there. But the Pledge of Allegiance is, I pledge allegiance, just like the president pledges allegiance, just like the Congress pledges allegiance, just like everybody who's in governmental constitutional office, which means the Constitution gives them a place, pledges allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Think about how powerful that is. That is so, so powerful.
That is.
I want to encourage you that reinvest, get yourself involved, reinvest your ability to learn and understand our founding fathers. Go to the VFN TV blog. You can see these things. We'll make these things available to you on the VFN TV blog. You go to VFNTV.com, click on blog, you go there and use it. Just share it. Make it known. You know, we're just making it available to you so you can make it available to everybody, you know, in America, that we have to rediscover. It's not just the president that we can't blame Saul for. Saul got put into office because the people wanted a government just like everybody else. They wanted people just like everybody else. And so that's what's happening here. People are saying we want a government, a socialistic government like it's happening over there. We want a communist government like it's over here. You know, hopefully Thursday we're going to play for you called The Ism. It's like a 1938 helping America rediscover what communism, Marxism, you know, capitalism, you know, what's the difference of these things? It is so simple. But it was put together by a university at that time, and the argument never changes. The question is, are we going to switch from where we are in the capitalism, which is not what people make it out to be, you know, because capitalism basically is this, you know, if you want to, you got an idea or a business venture that you want to do, you know, you are called an entrepreneur, and that you talk to a couple of your friends and they go, hey, I like that. Here's some money. And they lend you money to be able to do what you're talking about doing. Those people are capitalists. They just gave you capital in your idea. And together, you guys created a business. You know, that's nothing wrong in itself. It's just a form of freedom. It allows you to be able to do what you feel you want to do in life. The issue comes in is when the government tells you that you can't, you don't have that freedom. We'll tell you what to do. And you got to hear this Thursday. We're gonna make that. Make sure we have that available to our listeners. It's called Isms, and it's like we'll do that, and we'll hear it, and then we'll just make the whole cartoon available to you. You know, on the VFN TV blog. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.